C'est bon.
Cool. Ouais.
J'ai un stomach là. So, can you just first of all tell me who you are? What's your name? And
right, I'm Judith Sawkins, and I lived in 31 Middlefield.
Yeah. And I'm Alan Sawkins, and I lived in 31 Middlefield.
So, when did you get into the prefab?
We moved in June 1953.
I was born there in 1957.
Actually, in the prefab.
I was born
was,
in the
yeah.
prefab, yes, definitely. Prefab kid.
So how come did your parents get a prefab?
They were originally living in a rented flat in Farnham. It was a third floor and of a Georgian building. And then I think they were on the council waiting list. And... you know, they obviously come to the top of the list, and then they got the prefab when I was sort of just three years old.
And what did they think about the prefab when
they loved it
at first sight?
Yes.
Even because I think in those days it had the paintwork was dreadful from what I can gather, and it was all sort of greens and browns, and they hated it. So they, because my dad father or our father was a painter and decorator, so he by trade, so he made it all light colours because they didn't like
the original colour scheme.
Yeah.
And so what do you remember of it?
You can remember the design. You can remember the old copper in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And
it had a gas fridge.
The doors, they opened into the room, and that opened into the room. You couldn't get through it quick enough, could you?
No.
So you had to share the same bedroom?
Originally. And then, what was it, when I was 4 and a half, our dad died. And I actually got told off of putting on the light and waking Alan up. So then I slept in the same room as my mum from then on. Disturbing his beauty sleep.
Don't know about that.
So that's how the bedroom setup was.
And what about, so you lived in Middlefield,
in Farnham, yeah.
In Farnham. And do you remember roughly how many prefabs there were?
I think there was 50. I think it was 50.
And did you get on with the other people living in prefabs?
Yeah, we knew them all. And even some of the older ones now, we still sort of know them, and we've seen, you know.
That have moved on because an estate was built to move the people from the prefabs onto another housing estate. So you moved with the people that you lived in the prefabs with. You just moved with them.
Okay, so
and
that's good in terms of community because it doesn't break the community.
That's
it.
And that is now breaking up because they're obviously passing away now. They're fairly elderly, the original ones from there.
Yeah.
And one of the pictures over there still lives on our estate.
Wow. Yeah. Have you got any... funny story or to tell about the life in the prefab? And
I think the funniest one, we used to make camps and things with the because as I said, it was a corrugated shed, and outside of there you'd put a table up, wouldn't you, and chairs on top to make a wagon. And I can remember, I think you got told off because I think I fell off the back of it or something.
You did something, yes. And I got the blame for it.
And I think the other one of the funny ones, because the chimney used to get blocked in the prefabs. And because my mother was on her own, she used to have to get a table outside the back door and put a chair on the table to get on the roof to clean the chimney.
Yeah, that's it, to clean the cow.
Yeah. And
I wasn't around, you see.
I can remember getting told off, myself and another little girl, because we were laughing at her brightly coloured blooms. Or long johns, as they were called in them days.
Yeah.
So, there's lots of memories. And I mean, they did have big gardens, and you had your vegetable patch.
Out the front. And ours were out the front.
Mm.
And so you moved out in
1967.
Because they were going to pull them down? So how did you feel about moving?
They didn't want to move, did they?
They didn't want to move, but they were really damp by then, you see. So,
okay, they had been you know, they had lived for
it.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is it, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
They
served their life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you moved to a traditional house or?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were all built, especially to move the people on.
All right,
apart from
yeah.
the ones that had to move into three bedroom houses because they got.
Yeah.
yeah.
Mm.
And how did your mum feel about leaving?
Well, she said she'd move, and then she was determined that she was going to move back onto the site of Middlefields again.
It's still there now, but it's a different housing estate. But the
but
estate.
She never did. She didn't like it so much, so we stayed where we were.
Oh, I think we got. Just thinking, what else I could ask? But would you live in a prefab now? When you are, we are now in a prefab.
I don't think you'd live there now.
No,
but
I don't
they
think
were
so now.
At
the time, they were
yeah.
when we were growing up,
yeah.
they were lovely.
Yeah.
But I don't think we would.
No.
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 Why?
Probably, I don't know. They were spacious at the time, but whether you wouldn't like the design now, I don't
no,
know.
I don't know,
yeah.
but.
Especially when you see all the old furniture. Cool.
yeah. And you think, oh, ages you.
I've never had a radio like that. Ours was smaller than that.
Yeah.
With the frontage to it, didn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Oh, last question. Your friends at school, was I a bit looking down on you because you were living in a prefab or?
No,
not necessarily.
So.
No, because a lot of them.
There was a lot round, wasn't
there? There was a lot round, and they were the same age as both of us, you see. So, and we went to school together. So
yeah.
it wasn't, I don't think they did.
No, that wouldn't have been something I would have thought about, no.
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 Definitely
no.
not.
No.
Okay, parfait. yes, thank you very much for
yeah,
that.
Thank you.
Oh.
Perfect. I'm just going to have to, if that's okay, to